Well, a last-minute deal has saved the Murray-Darling Basin plan. Negotiations in Canberra late today saw the government secure Labor's support to block a Greens motion, which could have killed the plan entirely. Our political reporter Lucy Barber joins us. Lucy, take us back to why the Basin Plan was in jeopardy in the first place.
Well, the government wants to return less water to the basin. Now, there has always been a provision in the Basin Plan to allow for that, provided that the original environmental outcomes are met. So the government says that new water-saving projects and better technology mean that the original environmental goals can be achieved with less water. And the Murray-Darling Basin Authority agrees with that. But the Greens furiously dispute the argument, and they wanted to block the legislation in the Senate. So they had a disallowance motion, which was set to be debated tomorrow. Now, that motion would have needed Labor's support to pass. But what we've just heard is the Water Minister, David Littleproud, saying he's struck a deal with the opposition to defeat it.
A few moments ago, I reached an agreement with the Australian Labor Party to defeat the disallowance motion on the SDL, the Sustainable Diversion Limit, and on the Northern Basin Review, which I intend to bring back in the very near future. This gives certainty to the 2 million Australians up and down the basin. It gives them the certainty of their livelihoods. It gives them the opportunity to get on with their lives without government being in it. When I became Water Minister, I wanted to take the politics out of this. I reached out across the aisle and asked those of all persuasions to come with me. And today, Tony Burke and the Australian Labor Party have taken my hand, and I thank them for that.
The Water Minister, David Littleproud. Lucy, how will people living in basin communities respond to this?
Well, David Littleproud certainly saying that they'll be able to sleep easy tonight, knowing that that uncertainty is over. The plan, Linda, has really been in limbo for months because New South Wales and Victoria, the state governments there, had threatened to walk away from it if this Greens disallowance motion passed. Now, David Littleproud says that would have been socially and economically devastating for basin communities.
Those small businesses that support these farmers have been just as badly impacted. In fact, an agronomist out in Dirranbandi starting up wasn't able to put on an additional agronomist because of the uncertainty of this and working 17 hours a day to the point of exhaustion, to the point that he rolled his ute and nearly killed himself and left his young family behind.
Water Minister David Littleproud again. So, Lucy, is the plan guaranteed to survive now?
Well, without all the states and the ACT participating, the Basin Plan would be dead. So this latest news will keep Victoria on board. But for the plan to survive, New South Wales really needs to promise the same. So the New South Wales Water Minister has been particularly unhappy with all of the uncertainty. It would be very surprising now if New South Wales bailed on the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. I spoke earlier with Emma Bradbury from the Murray-Darling Association that represents local governments across basin communities. And Linda, she's hoping that the states will now be encouraged by this news, and she argues that the Basin Plan is on track.
There are provisions in place under the Basin Plan that ensure water recovery for the environment is on a particular trajectory. Now, there is lots and lots of debate in the scientific and academic communities at the moment, but the evidence is showing that environmental recovery under the Basin Plan is on track, it's consistent, and it's growing. It's slow. It's recognised that it's slow, but we're 5 years into a plan, brings about long-term benefits.
Chief Executive of the Murray-Darling Association, Emma Bradbury, speaking with our reporter, Lucy Barber.